my friends. Welcome back to the Stacey Zenly podcast, where we talk about all things mindfulness, personal growth, self-care, and finding balance in our daily lives. I'm your host, Stacey, and today I want to talk about something that I think affects all of us, emotional triggers. You know, those moments where everything feels just fine and suddenly out of nowhere, you're hit with a wave of a strong emotion? Maybe it's a simple comment, someone's behavior, a song, or even just a memory that pulls you into this intense emotional space. If you've ever felt that way, trust me, you're definitely not alone. I've been there too, and the good news is that with a bit of awareness and a few mindful strategies, we can learn how to navigate these emotional waves and find a real sense of freedom. So let's dive right in. First off, what exactly are emotional triggers? Well, think of them as emotional reactions that pop up when specific situations or events stir something deep inside you. It could be as simple as a coworker's offhand comment that makes you feel insecure, or a song that suddenly reminds you of a breakup you thought you were over. These triggers can feel overwhelming, sometimes hijacking your entire day. But here's the thing, they don't just come out of nowhere. There's actually some interesting science behind why we react the way we do. Psychologist Dr. Judith Orloff describes triggers as emotional time bombs from our past. These triggers often arise from unresolved issues, past trauma, or painful memories that haven't fully healed. Understanding this can make a huge difference in how we approach our emotional well-being. It's like shining a light on the shadows within ourselves. So, how do we start understanding our triggers? That brings me to the next part, identifying them. One great way to begin is through self-reflection. I found journaling to be a fantastic tool. When you feel a strong emotional reaction, try taking a moment to jot down what just happened. Ask yourself questions like, how did I feel? And why did this hit me the way it did? Over time, you might start to notice patterns in your reactions that reveal your personal triggers. And here's another beautiful technique. Just taking a few minutes each day to be present with your feelings can make a world of difference. When these triggers spur a slew of difficult emotions like anger, fear, guilt, resentment, or others, try to notice how they feel in your body. For example, anger might feel like a hot, pulsating sensation in your chest or throat. Guilt could feel like a heavy weight in your chest. By redirecting your focus to the physical sensations these emotions provoke, allowing them to be there and feeling them fully physically without getting caught in internal dialogues, you can actually begin to dissolve them. It's like bringing the loving light of your attention to these crying parts of yourself by simply being with them. Now, some common triggers many of us experience include feelings of criticism, rejection, or even just being ignored. If you've ever had one of those moments that caused an instant emotional reaction, chances are a trigger was at play. And that's okay. The important thing is recognizing them and knowing what to do next. So, what can you do when you feel a trigger starting to take over? The first thing you can do is to just pause and breathe. It may sound simple, but deep breaths are powerful. When you feel overwhelmed, try this. Inhale for 4 counts, hold for 4, and exhale for 4. It's like pressing the reset button on your emotional state. Another strategy I've personally found super helpful is reframing your thoughts. When those negative thoughts start creeping in, try to challenge that thinking. Remind yourself that the situation in place or another person's behavior doesn't define your worth. As Steele Swan puts it, triggers are an opportunity for you to become more aware of what is going on inside of you. So we can actually embrace these triggers as tools for growth. Now, let's talk about grounding techniques, because when emotions are running high, grounding can be a lifesaver. One of my favorite exercises is called the 5-4-3-2-1 technique. It's simple, but so effective. You start by identifying 5 things you can see, 4 things you can touch, 3 things you can hear, 2 things you can smell, and 1 thing you can taste. You can even repeat this for about 5 minutes or more, focusing all your attention on these sensations. This technique helps bring you right back to the present moment, gently pulling you away from the emotional storm. But beyond these in-the-moment techniques, it's also important to build emotional resilience. That's where coping mechanisms come in. Find what helps you feel centered, whether that's going for a walk, diving into a creative project, or simply calling up a friend. And don't underestimate the power of a strong support system. Sometimes, just talking things out with someone who understands can lighten the emotional load. Remember, a problem shared is a problem halved. Also, practicing self-compassion is key here. It's so important to remind yourself that it's okay to feel overwhelmed sometimes. Be as kind to yourself as you would to a friend. Thich Nhat Hanh, one of my favorite mindfulness teachers, said it beautifully. Do not suppress these feelings. Instead, accept and embrace these difficult feelings like a mother cradling her crying baby. Your emotions are simply trying to get your attention. Offer them the care and understanding they need. So, how can you put all this together? One thing I suggest is creating a personalized action plan for managing your triggers. Write down your specific triggers and the techniques that work best for you. It's like having a roadmap for when things get tough. And remember, it's okay to set boundaries. If certain people or situations constantly bring up negative emotions, it's perfectly fine to take a step back. Your emotional well-being is a priority, and it's not selfish to protect it. Finally, if you find that managing your triggers on your own is challenging, consider seeking professional help. Therapy can provide you with personalized tools and insights. So, to wrap things up, navigating emotional triggers is a journey, and it's perfectly okay to take it one step at a time. With mindfulness, self-awareness, and self-love, you can find emotional freedom. I'd also love to hear from you. What triggers have you identified in your life recently? And how do you manage them? Drop me a message or leave a comment, and let's support each other on this path to emotional peace. Thank you for being here today, and until next time, take care of yourself, stay mindful, and remember, you are always worthy of love and understanding. Talk to you soon on the Stacey Zanley podcast. Bye for now.